Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. It's Margaret Ann Lembo here for another edition in the B series of podcasts. Yes, be all that you can be. And it's deciding what it is that you want to be that creates reality. So many of you that have listened to any of my other podcasts or have attended my events, both live and online at the Academy of the Spiritual Arts, you know, you've heard me say again and again, and you've probably read it yourself, every thought we have creates reality. So that's why being mindful is so important, to become conscious of what we are thinking. And so when something evolves into our life, something happens, let's say, and you think to yourself, why is this happening to me? The first thought you might want to consider having is, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? Well, because anything you focus on creates reality. Okay, so now how does this make any, what does this have to do with being romantic? Well, you know, a lot of people I've encountered are looking for relationship. They're looking for romance, romantic relationship in their life. They want to have companionship. And so much of being romantic or feeling romantic has a lot to do with the companionship and that intimate feeling of being connected with another person. In fact, there was a long time ago I had connected with a group of people, and they were very much into using the term intimacy as part of a teaching. And intimacy can be also looked at as into me, see. In other words, you get to see really into me and with the inside energy, that understanding of what's going on really deep within another person. That's the intimate relationship, which in itself is very romantic. Now, there's very many ways that we may connect with romance. We connect with romance with, of course, another individual. And then there's also romancing ourselves. You know, I like to remind you, me, everyone, that we can romance ourselves. What does it mean to romance ourselves? I'm not talking about the sexual aspect of the relationship. I'm talking about the intimate, comforting understanding of oneself and therefore others, that aspect of relationship and romance. So I often look to angels. I always look, you know, to angelic realm to help me with all aspects of my life. And I literally just made a new batch of Guardian Angel spray. I make the master blends here at my home office, which is where I'm talking to you from today. And then the master blend goes over to my store, the Crystal Garden, where they build the actual bottles that get shipped worldwide. And the Guardian Angel spray, I thought it was perfect that I made it right before the show, because now my home smells like oranges, and it's like a creamsicle, a vanilla creamsicle. It's very nice and it's very comforting. And that's a lot what a relationship or romance is about, is feeling that comfort and connection with another person. And, you know, the B series that I talked about when I first opened this podcast is because I was inspired to create a series of essential oil blends that are to be used with intention, because everything I do, all my books, all my decks, everything, even my CDs, all have to do with being conscious of what is it that you want to be, what is it that you want to do. And Be Romantic can be utilized, the essential oil blend, to bring more love in your life and to connect with the love of your life. So first we start with being our own love of our life, enjoy ourselves completely and fully, as well as then attracting and allowing love and romance. And when I first started to really be serious about bringing in my real romance, my real significant other, my sweetheart, whose name happens to be Vincent, I was very much focused on the words allow love. And a good friend of mine, Vicky, had brought it to my attention. Just repeat the words, allow, I allow love. I allow romance. And I did that. I did that. Anytime I started to go, where, I don't have anybody that wants to be with me. Why? I would then immediately pay attention, mindfulness, and cancel that thought and change the thought to, I am love. I allow love. I allow romance in my life, and I'm so grateful for that. Now, there are a few archangels that I can recommend that you turn to in addition to your guardian angel. So definitely talk to your guardian angel. Let me talk about that first. You know, we have a guardian angel that's with us from the moment that we're born until the moment that we pass. So prior to when we are born, we are connected with some really amazing spiritual teachers and guides and angelic forms that help us to figure out what soul contracts we want to have, what soul agreements and soulmates that we want to connect with before we descend onto the earth. So we have a council and guides, and then there's also the astrological blueprint that is determined. And that helps stand or set a path, you know, like a blueprint like you would have for a house. How do we want this to look? What do we want it to evolve into? So that's determined based on what it is that you want to learn in this lifetime, the people you're going to have as your family, and what kind of relationships you'll have over your whole life. Then when you get onto the planet, we have the guardian angels, and I think there's more than one. Personally, I feel like I have a whole entourage of guardian angels that are helpful for all aspects of life, and especially to love and romance and friendship and soulmates and soul and twin flames. So then there's also a few archangels, and I'm sure there's more than just a few, but the ones I'm going to mention today are Archangel Chamuel. And Chamuel can be called on for relationship healing. And as you know, I'm all into the gemstone world, and the rocks, gemstones, crystals you can use to help with relationship healing are, and there's a long list. So if you're into crystals and you want to buy some crystals for yourself or pull out the ones you already have around, Danbury is very good for self-confidence, for connecting with your own inner courage to be all that you can be and shine your light brightly. So Danbury. And you can look up these rocks in my book, The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones. It's an excellent book. Emerald. Emerald is good for heart healing, specifically if you've also had challenges in the past, but also to bring loyalty into your life, heart chakra. Green calcite, if you need to change up. Green calcite is good if you want to change up the way that you interact in romance and how you interact in relationship. Maybe how you've done it in the past didn't work, and now you want to make a new paradigm, make it something new and a different way of being and how you're going to be in the relationship. So that green calcite is helpful for getting to the point where you can integrate all that has gone on in prior relationships. And now, how do you want to move forward? So how to change, a change of heart, a change of the way you interact. So pink calcite is also on my list of relationship healing rocks for Archangel Chamuel. That's Chamuel. Pink calcite, because it is another calcite, I bring it up right away, because there's many more, is to soften your feelings about the past and past relationships. How to connect with yourself in a way that you're not going to let yourself be hardened by past relationships. And that is important, whether it's a relationship, a platonic one or a romantic one. And that can happen because we feel like we need to put up walls perhaps sometimes. And pink calcite can help soften that energy and nurture yourself.
Now, there's many more here, and I'm just going to list them off because we'll spend the whole time having a little crystal course. green tourmaline. Kunzite. Oh, I love kunzite. Love, love, love. I've got quite a bit of it here on my desk, and we have some amazing, really high-quality pieces at the Crystal Garden. So if you're in South Florida, we're in Boynton Beach, Florida, on the north end of Boynton, on Federal Highway, the Crystal Garden. Kunzite is gorgeous. It's great for expanding the vibration of love within yourself and how much you emanate towards others. So if you're in a vibratory energy of being love, then you would have a better chance of emanating, resonating, radiating love in all that you do. Now, that doesn't mean that every person you're going to interact with is a romantic relationship. Be clear on that. You want to have the one specific being that is your person. At least that's the way I look at it. But kunzite can help amplify the love that you are and remember all the love that you are. Rose quartz, pink tourmaline, rhodochrosite. Unakite is very good for bringing emotional balance in that regard. So those are all Archangel Chamuel gemstones. And then Archangel Haniel. I bring this in. Haniel is for divine communication, determination, and alignment with soul's purpose. You know, I waited a long time for my love of my life. I was 49 when I met him. That was, you know, I had a couple, you know, definitely other relationships prior, but they didn't work out. And I had to be determined in my belief in myself and that I was aligned with what my soul's purpose was in order to attract the person that was best for me in my life's work and that I was best for him in his life's work, in soul's purpose. And so Archangel Haniel is a good one to look to call on, to invite and to invoke, asking that, one, that you're really good at communication, because communication is really a huge aspect of having a healthy relationship. And also that when you do attract your romantic, the be romantic vibe in your life, that you align with your soul's purpose at the same time. So I have a list here of some gems that are great for that. Amazonite, some people say Amazonite. I like to say Amazonite, and it's really good for communication and knowing your truth, living your truth, and being your truth. Blue lace agate is great for divine timing. And, you know, I think it takes a lot for being at the right place at the right time to connect with your romantic partner, to be at the same place at the same time on the same page. You know, so many movies and even TV series will often portray how it always seems like romance doesn't happen between two people because the timing is off. It's like just when one person's ready, the other one's already involved. Just when that one's ready, then the other one is moving away. You know, there's all different scenarios of having good timing. So you want to call on that, you know, ask and invite divine timing in your life that the angels can orchestrate romance and your romantic partner and that so that you are where you need to be and that you'll both be on the same page and meet up with each other. Takes a lot to meet up. In fact, celestite is another gemstone that's excellent for divine timing and alignment with your soul purpose. And of course, kunzite would work with Haniel, rose quartz, and turquoise too, and that's to do with good communication and romance. So some secrets, if you want to call them secrets, to attracting a romantic partner, your significant other, would be to first remove whatever blocks you perceive you have. I really don't like using that word blocks, but if you feel like you have a block, something's blocking you from opening your heart, then if you feel that way, then you probably, you believe that, then it is. So what I like to recommend is that you do a little self-discovery, uncover what's holding you yourself back, what happened in the past, and cut those cords. In fact, I have a cord-cutting CD that can guide you through releasing the ties of the past that are getting in the way of manifesting your true soulmate, your true romantic partner. And so there are believing, imagining in that person being part of your life, the person. Now, you know, that's hard to do when you don't know who it is yet. But you can imagine that when it's time for going, let's say it's time to go home and have dinner, and you're by yourself and you want to imagine you have your romantic partner in your life already, start to imagine that you're going to text your romantic partner and say, honey, I'm getting ready to leave the office. Are we having dinner tonight together? You want me to pick you something up? I feel like Greek food or Chinese food, whatever it is. But the idea is to use the imagination, visualize, believe that you are able to and that you're willing to be romantic. Be romantic and allow yourself to have your significant other across the table from you, and that you have that excitement and passion in your life. Take a little bit of our roll-on, the roll-on essential oil blend called Be Romantic, and let that essential oil blend renew your desire and passion with the love of your life. Whether you have a love of your life already in your life or whether you're attracting another. All right, well, this is Margaret Ann Lembo. I'm the author of Chakra Awakening, The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones, The Essential Guide to Aromatherapy and Vibrational Healing, The Crystal Intentions Oracle, oh my goodness, so much more. You can find me at margaretannlembo.com, thecrystalgarden.com, and academyofthespiritualarts.com. Take a look at my YouTube channel, which is basically youtube.com/Margaret Ann Lembo. You'll have a lot more information there as well. I want to thank you so much for listening. I'm signing off now. Remember, be romantic, and may the angels light your path. Thanks so much for listening.